We can play you America the Beautiful in the background. And we can play you the Gorillaz and the Beatles and the Beach Boys all at the same time. If you'd like to hear one of your favorite songs, your favorite kids' songs, you can call in at 540-231-9888. I think Marshall last week sometimes said, you need a little bit of poultry in your diet. So, I'm giving you a little bit of poultry in your diet. Chicken Fat by Mel Brown. After we listen to The Beauty of America. Hope you're enjoying. Give me a call if you want to hear something.
you're dancing away. I look at Brexit in an echo and sway. How come everybody wants to be your friend? You know that it still hurts me just to say it. Go chasing out the vengeance. Ever since you got me punctured, this has been my sentence. So I used to be disgusted when I try to be amused. Since the wings have got rusted, you know the angels wanna wear my red shoes. But when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I could not refuse. And I won't get any older. Now the angels wanna wear
valiant heroes, your heroes stout and bold. I tell you of a rover who all the seas controlled. I'll tell you of a rover like seldom did appear. The one that such a rover met this many a day and year. He wrote the Queen a letter on the 7th of January. If he'd go over, old England for to see. To know if he'd go over, old England to behold. For his pardon he would give £500 in gold. Oh nay, the Queen replied, that could never be. To yield to such a rover with me would never agree. Since he deceived the Queen of Scots, likewise the Queen of Spain. Oh, how could he prove true to me the proofs all false to them? His daily occupation was to plunder on the sea. And he met one of the Queen's fine ships just at the break of day. She was loaded with silks and satin, a cargo of great fame. Wonder of her wealth and store, and sent her home again. The Queen prepared and built a ship of noble fame. The Rainbow did we call her, you all may know her name. The Rainbow did we call her, and off to sea she goes. 500 seamen stout and bold to be her company. They sailed away until they came to the spot where war did lie. Where is the commander of your ship? Their captain he did cry. I'm here, so saucy ward, my name I'll ne'er deny. If you be one of the Queen's fine ships, you're welcome to pass me by. Oh nay, nay, their captain cries, it grieves my heart full sore to see our merchant ships can't trade as they have done before. Fight on, cries saucy ward, I value you not a pin. For if ye have got men on board, I powder and ball within. A At 8 o'clock in the morning, they began this bloody fray. It held from that very moment until the same hour next day. Fight on, cries Saucy Ward, your fighting it pleases me. For if ye fight a month or more, your master I will be. At last the good ship Rainbow Tax, she fires and strikes in vain. 500 of her seamen bold on her deck were lain. Go home, cries Saucy Ward, and tell your Al Queen from me. That if she rules queen in foreign lands, I rule king of the sea.
Allegheny Writing Workshop at Solitude of Virginia Tech is taught by poet and artist T. Byron Kelly, meets Fridays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Solitude House. Workshop students may submit manuscripts for review by the Morgantown Writers Group and the United Writers of the Virginias. Visit AlleghenyWorkshop.weebly.com for more information. Mexican Hat Dance in the background. Told you we're going south of the border. I've continued my quest through Irish pirate ballads and other songs of the sea. That was called Saucy Ward. Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes by Elvis Costello. Chicken Fat by Mel Brown before that. What a rip that was. And of course, that was off of chicken. Songs about chickens, goodness. What's my problem? I think we're gonna go with something from The Music Man. A while ago, someone requested some Buckwheat Zydeco. We're gonna play some Buckwheat Zydeco. I'm trying to look for some Pink Floyd. I'm feeling like playing some Pink Floyd this morning. Once again, any requests, feel free to call 540-231-9888.
Attention, please. I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me, if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize a River City Boys band. Oh, think, my friends, how can any pool table ever hope to compete with a gold trombone? Ra-ra, ra-da-da-da-da-ra-ra. Remember, my friends, what a handful of trumpet players did to the famous, fabled walls of Jericho. Oh, billiard parlor walls come a-tumbling down. Oh, a band will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I said a boys' band. Do you hear me? I said River City gotta have a boys' band, and I mean she needs it today. Well, Professor Harold Hill's on hand. River City's gonna have her boys' band. As sure as the Lord made little green apples, and that band's gonna be in uniform. Johnny, Willie, Teddy, Fred. And you'll see the glitter of crashing cymbals. And you'll hear the thunder of rolling drums and the shimmer of trumpets. Tantara! And you'll feel something akin to the electric thrill I once enjoyed when Gilmore, Liberati, Pat Conway, the great creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all came to town on the very same historic day. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like wheat. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters would improvise a full octave higher than the score. Began to march, and their march chased the elf right today.
Currently listening to Shenandoah Lullaby, Lullaby by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. I've got some good friends in the studio with me. I've got my mother here. She's waving. They think it's taboo to come stand in the room with the turntables. So they're acting scared. And I've got my good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Malone. Friends from my days as a child in Pittsburgh. They're here for the ACC Track Championships, which Marga Malone, one of my good friends, is running in. She got second yesterday in the 5,000. So if you've got some time today, go over to Rector Fieldhouse and watch some exciting track. We got a half hour left in the Hickory Dickory Dock Show. Any requests? 540-231-9888. As per my mother, she wanted to hear Lyle Lovett. She found Lyle Lovett, songs from the movies, Smile. And she wanted to hear You Got a Friend in Me. So after Jerry Garcia serenades us for 15 seconds, that's what we hear. This is the Hickory Dickory Dock Show.
Suspicious mind. So if an old friend I- say hello? Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on
Gotta be cool, relax, get hit, and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch home. Take a long ride on the motorbike until I'm ready.
Get ready,
raise a little thing all the way.
I'm done.
a thing like the boomerang.
I've been on the road so long. under branches lit up by the moon. Posing our questions to Al and Dior as our days disappeared all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. Jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house. Corner by one, you'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh.
House of Pooh Corner, House at Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins, Jim Messina of A Child Celebration of Song, Fried Chicken and Gasoline by the Asylum Street Spankers, two off of James Brown's greatest hits, Get Up Off That Thing and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen, and Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. I got 5 minutes left to here, so I'm gonna play my closer. I realized I had a couple requests that I couldn't fill today. I apologize about that. This was the Hickory Dickory Dock Show. My name is Nicholas Gelati, and I had a great time playing with you today. Hope you had as fun of a time listening as I had playing. We're gonna close it with Jonathan Richman and that summer feeling, where it's feeling a little bit more like summer out there, but not quite. I'll be back in... I don't think I'll do the show this Saturday or next Saturday, or the following Saturday because of spring break. So, for now, this is Nicholas Gelati wishing you a safe and happy and fun beginning of March. WVT is always on the air, playing the best music in the world. This has been the Hickory Dickory Dock Show. Enjoy your day. Maria is here with the Greek Show after this. Have a great one, guys. Nicholas Trelawney out.
That summer feeling is gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
Summer feeling, dip-dip summer feeling, dip-dip summer feeling.
When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
Summer feeling, dip-dip summer feeling, dip-dip summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. You see, that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. But if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day, and then this summer feeling will come haunt you.
Oh, oh.
Then that summer feeling will come taunt you.
Oh, oh.
That summer feeling will hurt you later in your
summer
life.
Feeling,
I speak of summer feeling. When the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and someone who called you a flirt comes taunting, it's not that these things alone were appealing. What I'm now revealing is a certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you the rest of your life. What time? Well, just me. When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it, what I now proclaim is sort of hard to name, but that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. Grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or the way you were? That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
Yeah,
that feeling's gonna haunt you.
That
feeling's gonna talk to you, yeah.